What a vivid picture we see. And you know, when we think about Christmas, one of the great words that come up in Christmas is family. How wonderful it is to see our kids home from college. How wonderful it was to see a mother and a daughter participate. Two sisters learning to praise God together. A whole family with the Rigoboldis. And a husband, father, grandfather. Family is very special. But family isn't our idea, it's God's idea from the very beginning. And we see that so vivid in the Christmas story. How outrageous and mighty that God would come as a child through family, Mary. The scriptures doesn't tell us what she didn't know, as Greg sang to Mary. But as a student of the scriptures, as a young Jewish gal, about 14, I'm sure when the angel Gabriel came to her and said, "You will be with child. How can this be? I'm a virgin." Isaiah 7, Isaiah 9. The Holy Messiah will come through a virgin. How she must have contemplated that. Marvelous, marvelous story. And I just want to highlight some of the things that Andrew read. It's incredible when we look at the Luke account. Let me just highlight some things. Luke said it this way at the very beginning. "Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses, the disciples, and servants of the word. Therefore, I, Luke, myself, have carefully investigated." Now, you know Luke's a doctor. And when we go to the doctors, we want somebody who's very thorough, accurate, right, and good. This is who Luke was. "I investigated carefully everything from the beginning. It seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus." That's who he's writing to. "So that you may know for certain of the things you have been taught." So the Luke account reminds us this is accurate. So the angel Gabriel came to Mary. Listen to what Gabriel tells Mary this child will be. "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David." Mary knew that was the Messiah because the Old Testament taught her that. "And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." And as she listens to this, her response was, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. So she submitted to the will of God. And then in a physical way, which I've pondered and thought through, and so far above, the Holy Spirit implanted into Mary's womb God the Son. I thought about it. He tells us in the passage, Gabriel says, nothing is impossible with God. If God can take dirt and make a man, he can certainly through this young girl and plant the seed where the Son of God grew. Oh, how we believe that. What a marvelous story. The scripture tells us that Gabriel came and said it two ways. Fear not, for you are highly favored. Then in the next sentence he says, don't fear again, Mary. You have found favor with God. That word favor is the word charis. It's a noun. When he uses the word highly favored, he says it in the verb form, charisto. That word means grace. God's grace fell upon Mary, and birth took place in her womb so that we can celebrate his family, the living God, as a babe who grew up strong, studied the word, obeyed his heavenly father, obeyed his parents. This child was without sin. Incredible. Grew up. They hated him. And they nailed him to a cross. But that cross was necessary for you and I, because it was the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. Now, for the first time, sin can be taken away and forgiven because of our Savior. From a babe to a man, dying, resurrecting, and now ascended on high. Let me read you the definition of Strong's word for grace. This is in the noun. Of the merciful kindness by which God exerted his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps, strengthens, increases them in the Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindles them to the exercise of the Christian virtues. Here at Christmas, we see a picture of a physical life being born by God to come and save us. In a spiritual way, that's what happens to each one of us who have believed that the baby was God the Son and died for our sins. It is our heart here at Hope that you would hear these words. There's nothing more important than understanding. Your soul depends upon it. That Jesus Christ came and died for sinners. And I'm one of them. And I've put my faith and trust in Jesus. So that the scripture tells us in Titus, it says this. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, that's Christmas, he saved us, not because of righteous things which we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us, and this is how he does it, through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior. Mary experienced the birth of Jesus Christ. You and I at Christmas time can experience something so great. You look at the world today, they're crying for peace. They're crying for justice. Even the Christmas story, when Jesus came, peace on earth, goodwill to men. That peace is only found in Jesus as we recognize that he's the Savior of the world. There's no other way. So even at this Christmas time, the greatest gift that we could receive, because Christmas is the time of giving. Kids, Are you looking forward to presents tomorrow? Yeah. How many peaked at their presents yet? Anybody? Gifts. We're looking forward. I'm looking forward to my gifts. Listen, there is no greater gift that has ever been given throughout the universe than the gift of life. Spiritual awakening in our hearts through Jesus Christ. And tonight, even in the time of Christmas, as we think about gift giving and family, we can recognize that Jesus is the one born of a virgin, born from above. And by simply putting your trust in Jesus, that great verse that talks about grace, just like Mary received God's grace, favor, it is by grace that each one of us who know Jesus have been saved. And it's a gift, not by works. You receive it. So tonight, our message for everyone is rejoice over the fact that Jesus is our Savior and came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could live. We will die in our sins unless we believe in Jesus, the one whom he sent. We invite you to do that tonight. If God is speaking to your heart and you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, talk to him. Tell him that you want to receive him tonight through Jesus.